Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Keep on blowing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are anchored in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We say thank you that we are anchored in you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, Father, we could do absolutely nothing. We didn't wake up on our own this morning. We say thank you. You woke us up clothing our right mind, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to say thank you, Lord, you with all of us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to thank you, Lord, better days are coming. We say thank you, Lord. In spite of what's going on around us, better days are coming, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because we are anchored in you. Hallelujah. Oh, come bless his name with me today. His word said that everything have breath. Praise ye, Lord. You're breathing today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for another day. Thank you for opening up our eyes to see, our ears to hear. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe is because of him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord. We come to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy has sustained us as we slept in slumber last night. You sleep nor slumber. We say thank you. We thank you that your right hand holding us all up, Lord God. We say thank you. You're holding the just and the unjust. We say thank you. You're holding the righteous and the unrighteous. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Because without you, Father, we're nothing. We are absolutely nothing. And we just say thank you. Oh, we lift the visionary of this line up to you today, Father God. We thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you as he continues to pour out to your people near you, pouring back into him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're keeping your arms around his whole entire family, Father God, and we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up Mom and Dad Matthew to you today, Father God. We say continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. Continue for your healing power to dwell in right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for Rita, Father God, that faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around her entire family, Father God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger. Keep them from seen and unseen sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come pleading the blood today. We come pleading the blood over this atmosphere today. To drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We plead the blood of Jesus over St. Louis from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner today. Have your way in St. Louis today, Father God. Have your way in Harvey on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Have your way in our homes today. Hallelujah. Have your way in our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren's lives today. Keep them all from seen and unseen danger. Keep them all from seen and unseen sickness, Father God. I thank you and bless your name, how you being a shield around us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your many promises. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. I thank you for your promise. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are more than conquerors, because the great I am that I am is on the inside of us. He's the potter and we his clay, and he's continually molding us every day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, train, bus, car, all means of transportation today. Be a fence around your people as they go to and from today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Keep your arms around the pedestrians as they walk to and from, Father God. Keep them from accidents happening to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak to that one that's suffering with arthritis. We say, Arthur, you got to decrease. Healing got to increase. In the name of Jesus, a fresh anointing over those joints and muscles right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Stiffness, you got to go. You got to go, stiffness. You're trespassing. You're on private property. They belong to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to thank you, Lord God. It's been some delays in our life, but we're not denied. And we say thank you. Hallelujah for our breakthrough. Hallelujah for the breakthrough. We come to holler your name today for breakthroughs, 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 and not a breakdown. We are better. We are better and not bitter. We are the victor and no longer the victim, because the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over every hospital today. In the mighty name of Jesus, go from floor to floor in the hospital and create miracle signs and wonders, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name today, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up the homeless all over the universe today, Father God. We believe for a roof over their head, clothes on their back, and a hot meal in their stomachs on today, Father God. Open up the doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the homeless, Father God. Have your way in the homeless life. They still your children. You still yet love them. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up our neighbors to you today. Have your way in our neighbors today, Father God. Deliver and set free in our neighbors' homes on today, Father God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. And we just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. No sickness in heaven. No cancer in heaven. No hypertension in heaven. Hallelujah from bringing heaven to earth today for your people, Father God. And we just say thank you. We lift up all the penitentiaries to you today, Father God. Have your way in the penitentiaries, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free in their mind, body, soul, and spirit today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The county jails in every city and every state today, cover them with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver them as well, Lord God, in their mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father God. And we ask you to have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. I step back for you to step in. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because I can't do it on my own, God. If it had not been for your grace and mercy, where would I be this day? And I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God, for better days ahead. We come to magnify your name for better days ahead. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That no weapon formed against your people will prosper. Every tongue wise or shall be condemned. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for this new Sunday morning you've allowed us to see. Thank you for strength, Lord God. Peace today, Father God. Your word say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for your peace that passeth all understanding. So we come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. We lift up the president and the vice president to you, Father God. We ask you to saturate that White House right now with your shine of glory. Drive out every spirit in that White House that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in that White House. In Washington, D.C., from corner to corner, side to side, top to bottom of Washington, D.C., in the mighty name of Jesus. Place the right people in their path, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth, Lord God. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory for doing it right now in the precious name of Jesus. Because it's not about me, it's all about you. But it's about me doing your will and your way. And I'm asking you to have your way in my life today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night, so our loved ones are still in the land and the living. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power, for your protection power. Hallelujah. We plead the blood over Saginaw, Michigan, Father God. Cover Saginaw, Michigan with the blood. Cover Grand Rapids with the blood. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Cover Atlanta with the blood. The healing blood. The delivering blood. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. The name above all names. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you the praise and give you the glory. We lift up Indianapolis, Indiana to you today. Cover it with your blood. Keep them all from seen and unseen danger in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name today because you are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. You the CEO of the doctors. Hallelujah. You the CEO of the universe. And we say, have your way in the universe. Have your way in the universe today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for break anointing. Saturating the universe in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your promises, Father God. You say when we decree and declare things, it is established. So we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We love you. We need you. Nothing without you. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, oh, Father God, because you are the great I am, oh, Father God, and there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us the breath of life, oh, Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you, oh, Father God. And we honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for removing the veil, oh, Father God, removing the blindness from off our eyes, oh, Father God. But you said, oh, Father God, as we come to understand, oh, Father God, that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, oh, Father God. The ruler of this earth, oh, Father God, was your Satan's kingdom, oh, Father God. He has blinded people to the truth of your message, oh, Father God, and caused them to perish, oh, Father God, in ways, oh, Father God, unbeknown to us, oh, Father God, by keeping them in a state of deception, oh, Father God. But you, oh, Father God, you have come, oh, Father God, you have sent your Son to set us free, oh, Father God, and to bring us sight, oh, Father God, so that we may follow you all the way home, oh, Father God. So we, oh, Father God, knowingly, oh, Father God, and loving you with all our mind, heart, body, and soul, oh, Father God, that you, O Father God, have came to bring us sight, O Father God, so that we may follow you, O Father God, all the way home, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for your graces and your mercies, O Father God, that has began to abound, O Father God, in this dispensation season and time, in us rule richly, O Father God. We bring us to a state, O Father God, as you search our heart, you bring us to a state of repentance, O Father God, for all of our sins, O Father God, transgressions, and iniquities, O Father God, and missing the mark, O Father God, in our life and in our family life, O Father God. For we understand, O Father God, that we were born with scales, O Father God, on our eyes, O Father God. And Yahshua HaMashiach came, O Father God, to set us free and to give us spiritual insight and also spiritual sight, O Father God. So we beseech you, O Father God, to search us, O Father God, through, O Father God, thoroughly, O Father God, and remove those things, O Father God, that offend you and cause us, O Father God, to stumble. Father God, I ask you, O Father God, that you bring your light through life, healing, and power, O Father God, into every part of our members in being, O Father God. O Father God, we ask you, O Father God, to cleanse us, O Father God, with the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, and allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to break every yoke of bondage, O Father God, in our lives, O Father God, and remove the the scales, O Father God, from off our eyes, O Father God, and the heart, O Father God, so that we may see, hear, and receive and follow you, O Father God, unconditionally, unreservedly, O Father God, loving you, O Father God, the way that you love us, O Father God. Father God, we ask this, O Father God, in mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, and we take, O Father God, even now, this minute, hours, and second, authority, O Father God, as heirs of Christ, O Father God, to bind, blind, mute, O Father God, and deafen every spirit of fear, O Father God, that have veiled us, O Father God, and any deaf and dumb spirit, O Father God, that have had us disembobulated, O Father God, that have attached themselves, O Father God, to our eyes, heart, ears, mind. Father God, we ask you that you break the power, O Father God, and influence, O Father God, from this moment, O Father God, this minute, this hour, this second, O Father God, and sending them to the pit, O Father God, to never influence us or do those things to us today like it have done before, O Father God, that our spiritual insight, O Father God, has been enhanced and elevated, O Father God, and we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing, and O Father God, we thank you for answering our prayers, O Father God, and we thank you, O Father God, for granting us the spiritual sight to see through the dimensional veils, O Father God, and make the unseen become seen, O Father God, exposing all influences, O Father God, and everything, the subtleness and the tactics of the enemy that he may have influenced us in our lives. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your son coming and setting us free upon Calvary, Father God. Oh, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do, oh, Father God. Oh, we bless you and we praise you, oh, Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that you have covered us with, oh, Father God. We thank you for our loved ones, oh, Father God, who also have transitioned, O Father God, and is sitting with you in heavenly places, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you are giving us peace within our heart, mind, body, and soul, O Father God, so that we are able, O Father God, to manage our emotions, O Father God, but to keep our eye, our mind and eye focus upon you, O Father God, because we move and have our being in you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for establishing your word within us, O Father God, where no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for you using every experience within our lives, O Father God, to elevate us in greater understanding in you and seeing how much that you love us, O Father God. O Father God, you love us unconditionally, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, that you have touched us with that love so that we may be able also to love unconditionally, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, O Father God. In the lives of the people, oh, Father God, oh, we magnify you and glorify you, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Shalom.
Father, we give you all the glory.
We honor your name and we extol you in this hour because surely you are worthy. You have created us, oh, Father, to worship you, and therefore we adore you, we lift up, and we extol you even in this hour. We worship you, Father God, just because you are who you are. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, you give us opportunity, Lord God, to look to you, which is the author and the finisher of who we are. You are the beginning and you are the ending. You are the eternal one, Father God, and therefore we exalt your name forever. We look to you, Father, because it is you, Lord God, who have given us the ability, Lord God, to open up our mouths and begin to sing a worship, to begin to go before you in adoration, to begin to look to you and extol you, to begin to dance before you, Father, because surely you are, Lord God, as the I am that I am, and there is none like you. We love you in the centermost portion of who we are, Father. You have given us the ability to. You said in your word, come, let us reason together. So if we have any questions, we can come before your throne of grace And Father, we surely thank you, Lord God, not looking for what we think we should know, but Lord God, yielding our spirit to the eternal Father who's able to give, Lord God, a clarity of understanding in anything in our lives that we do not understand, but you said in your word in all of our getting to get an understanding. So as we come before you, Father, as we adore your name, as we lift you up, as we extol you, we come before you, Lord, because you said, behold, you stand at the door and you knock. And Lord God, when you knock upon the door of our hearts, oh Father, the expectation is that we would open up unto you, that we will look to you, Father. And as we look to you, Lord God, we see, Lord God, the very presence of your spirit that will begin to consume the very nature of who we are, because you made us to be in your image and after your likeness. And Lord God, everything that we look to understand, Lord God, all of it is in your word. Because your word, Lord God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word, Lord God, was established even before the foundation of the world. You even said that that very self-same word was slain before the foundation of the world. You did it. You manifested it in the spirit even before the very act became an act in the natural. Father God, we thank you even now that you give us the ability to go into the places of the realm of the spirit as you have created us to be in your image and after your likeness. You created us that way that we may go into places that we could not enter into in the natural. But as you pull us into those places, even as you did Ezekiel, when you pulled him by a lock of his hair and you begin to show him things, surely, Lord God, if you do the same for us as we yield our spirit unto you, you said if we submit ourselves unto the Lord God Almighty, you said then we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. You said in your word, O God, in the name of Yeshua, that behold, your very son come in the volume of the book that is written of you. You said in your word, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, that we as your people, if we will but humble ourselves, and that is in every arena of our lives, it cannot be according to what we think or what we have imagined, but it has to be according to who and what you are. And Father God, we thank you right now, Father, because you've given us an opportunity to come before your throne of grace, an opportunity to repent, an opportunity to come and lay down before you, an opportunity to pull out the things that are not of you, because your word says in the book of Jeremiah that you have given us the ability to pluck up, to cut off, and to root out. It is up to us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to move in that manner, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. It is up to you. It is up to, Lord God, you in us to move in a way that you have called and ordained us to move, and not to be, Lord God, deterred by the things that we see, because you said that you will confound us before them if we do. And therefore, we cry out in this hour for every soul that does not, Lord God, at this particular time, does not know you. If they don't know you at this time, we cry in this hour. We cry in the realm of the spirit that those that do not know you, that this is the hour. This is the hour. Now is the time to come. Now is the time to come before the throne of grace. Now is the time to lay prostrate before you. Now is the time, Lord God, to actually shake off all of the things that are not of you. Now is the time to bring the curious off that they may be destroyed and burned with the fire of the living God, that it will be no more. Now is the time, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that we can come and say, Father, we did not know you. We did not even know of you. But now is the hour that we may cry out, even as the group cried out that Paul went to, and they said, this particular structure had written on it to be unknown, God, but you make yourself known to those who want to be known of you. Father God, we thank you even now, even as that sign proclaimed, you sent one that was called Paul to go into place to proclaim that you are truly the one that they were looking for. So in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as we come before your throne of grace,
We come before your throne of grace, asking even in this hour, Lord God, that we will yield in such a manner that the yoke will be broken, Lord God. It is because of the anointing. It is not because of anything that we know, Lord God, in and of ourselves. It is not of a knowledge of the knowledge of the good and evil tree, because you told us to stay clear of that. That knowledge cannot destroy any yoke. It is only the anointing. Father God, we thank you right now that you're causing your word to move on the inside of us. It is going places of regions. It is going inside of territories. It is literally pulling down the strongholds that have kept in bondage the men and the women of God. But we decree in this hour that the bondages are being destroyed. We decree in this hour, Lord God, it is not something that is unknown, but you make known unto us the things that we need to know, because you say we would not be ignorant of any device that the enemy would attempt to come at us with. But you gave us clarity of understanding in your word in Genesis, and you flowed it all the way through Revelation. Oh, Father, you gave us the ability. So for those who do not know or think that they cannot, Lord God, stand in this hour against the wiles of the enemy, it is simply not true, because you gave us that ability. You told us to open up our mouth to decree a thing, and it shall be even as we say it. And therefore, we go into the regions where principalities came against the people of God, and we command even now in the name of Yeshua that the principalities, they are literally chained, because you told us, Lord God, according to Psalms 149, that we're able to chain the kings, and the principalities are kings of darkness, but you gave us the ability to deal with those kings by chaining them. We chained them with the word of God according to Psalms 149, and that is after we've gone before you in a place of worship, in a place of adoration, in a place of adoring you. We thank you even now, a place that we may worship you in the dance, Father. And then you say that the word will form in our mouths. That very same word will be our instrument of destruction. It is the sword of the spirit that will go into the places where the enemy is and annihilate and cause to naught those kings, those principalities. And Father God, you say you gave us the same authority to go into the places where the nobles attempting to raise their horns against the people of the living God. But those horns of authority do not have authority over the authority that you have given us in the earth, because you say you gave us power over all the power of the enemy. And therefore, we stand with a boldness. We stand with the authority against those wicked devices that have been assigned against us, oh Father. We thank you right now, Lord God, as we shout before you. That shout will go into the camp of the enemy and cause the camp to begin to shake and crumble. We thank you right now, because your word said in the name of Yeshua that we, as your people, you called us, Lord God. It is your desire that we will humble ourselves and begin to pray. You said that if we will turn from our wicked ways and begin to seek your face, you said then shall we hear from heaven and you would heal the land. It, Lord God, has been given, Lord God, to each of us to do. And thank you right now that you're doing. Thank you that your arms are enveloping those that do not know you. It's causing your love to consume each and every one of, Lord God, the people that may not know you, even those who have fallen from the state, Lord God, of the grace that you have given. We thank you right now, Lord God, oh, Father God, because you said in your word, Lord God, oh, God, that your light has come, and you said the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Father God, we thank you right now that the self-same word is consuming every portion of who we are. We thank you that you have given us the sword of the Spirit, the same sword of the Spirit that we go against the enemy in his camp. Father God, it's the same sort of the spirit that we turn inward, because there are things that the enemy attempted to place that was in a hidden place, but we take that sort of the spirit and we go into those hidden places and we literally cauterize the things of darkness. We cauterize everything that would try to scale itself even as it would be that which, Lord God, will be picked up on as a taking device, oh Lord God, of that which was crushed upon, Lord God, which it could not be, Lord God, removed, Lord God, by ordinary removal. We had to take the sword of the Spirit and go and literally slice those things off. And we decree and declare in this hour that it is so. We
decree, decree, and declare as you have sent us into places to collect, Lord God, that of your people. And the enemy thought that he would hold on with a vice grip like a viper, but you gave us the ability to shake that viper off. You gave us the ability, Lord God, to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You gave us the ability to crush that of the young lion and the dragon underneath our foot. That is the ability that you gave us. Father, you gave us the ability, Lord God, as you told us that some things we must fast and pray. So, Father God, we thank you that you're giving us the ability, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, to go into the place, Lord God, the place, Lord God, that you will bring us not into the place where we bow in our head like a reed, according to your word, Lord God, in Isaiah 58, but Lord God, that we will go into places, Lord God, and we will literally break the bondages. All those that are held in bondage because they was held captive, Lord God, at the will of the enemy, that your word, Lord God, has decreed unto us, Lord God, that your word held the enemy captive, and you gave gifts unto men. And we decree and declare, even as we go into those places, Lord God, and we shut down the mouth of the enemy in the name of Yeshua by your word, because you say, it is the subject of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Those things that are tormenting the mind, we command right now that the tormenting spirits are held bound. We chain them and bind them, and we take the five smooth stones. We don't have to use one. We know that our great my Father, those that are not that was the sinners, Lord God, of your people, lose one, but we're able to use all five, and we go into the arena of the enemy with all five smooth stones, and we go at the jugular of the enemy, and that five smooth stones would not only hit the jugular, but it would hit the temple, it would to the thigh, and it would also hit the Lord God, the forehead, as we would destroy the deities that will come in different manners, Lord God, from different places around the globe. We deal with all of it with the five smooth stones. Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, that you've even given us the ability, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh God, as we come together as a body of believers, you said in your word, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, that, Lord God, of partaking, oh God, of the body and the blood of the Lamb, oh Father. Father, you say first, Lord God, put that down. Go to those that we may have ought against. And therefore, Lord God, we go into the realm of the spirit, because you say we're able to send it, and we send it to them that we're not able to get to, Lord God, or we may call and they're not able to answer, Lord God, or even a voicemail may not be able to capture that which is being said. So we send it into the realm of the spirit. Oh, my Father God, Lord God, we thank you right now that we're getting it right. Oh, God, that when we come together, oh, my Father God, oh, God, as we break the bread, Lord God, and partake of the blood of the body of the living God, you said as often now, as we do this, we do it in remembrance of you, of what you have done for us. Oh, God, as they beat you, oh, God, as they upon you, oh my Father God, as they placed the thorns upon your head, Lord God, they took the spear at your side, oh my Father God, as they, Lord God, nailed it into your feet and your hands, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, it will deliver us from anything that we will go through. We stand even in this hour, oh my Father God, and rejoice in the knowing, oh God, and as we look to you, Father, because you are the author, you are the finisher. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you're causing your word, Lord God, to be a manifestation inside of our lives, that it will do the work that you have intended it to do. That word will come in, it will cleanse, it will purge, it will purify, it will sanctify. That blood, oh God, that you said, oh, we will pollute it in our own blood, my Father God. It is your blood that cleanses. My Father God, we give you the glory. We honor your name, oh Father. We thank you even now, Father, that you have given us the ability to deal with the fowl of the air. And therefore, we deal with, Lord God, those satanic deities that would seem to come, Lord God, in the air, Lord God, to come. come against your people, we pull it down. We call its orchestration to naught. We command, oh God, its ability to pray, oh God, against the people of the living God. But we shut its mouth. We crush it with the word of the living God. Oh God, as we deal with the fish of the sea and those deities that would attempt to come against the people of the living God by those satanic deities, but we crush it under the sea. We crush it there, and we deal with, Lord God, the entities that will come, oh Father God, upon the land. My Father God, those creeping things, we deal with it, and we command it crushed underfoot. Father God, we give your name the glory, and we honor your name, oh Father. We pray strength upon the body of believers. Oh Father God, we will stand together in this hour. We will come against the enemy together. We will dry his ability to speak up. We command the vocal cords to be crushed now in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we forever give your name the glory. We honor you, Father, and we worship you both now and forever. Bless your name, Father. We glorify your name. We glorify your name, and we bless your name forever. Hallelujah. We bless your name.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Much.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you all. I welcome you on today. It's awesome broadcast, and we welcome each and every one of you from all over the world. Thank you for joining us on today. You may just saw a flash there. As soon as you see that flash there, that means officially, when you see that flash on my Facebook page, that's always a governmental snapshot. They're taking a picture because they're reporting what's going on. Please share with everything. This is important right here. But if you see my topic immediately, to this page here, so everything you're going to see it's going to be very pivotal and very powerful for you. So join us, share with others. I really need everybody to share. Those who are following us, we welcome you all to the prophetic Thank you. blessed, the Lord. Thank you, Administrator.
Amen. We thank God for you all today. Thank you, all of you joining us. Those who are joining us on Blog Talk side, bless you on today. Thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio as well as the Facebook Live. Please share this with everybody. This is informative. I think this is going to be a pivotal time. And most of you, I said, after August 5th, going into the 25th, this is going to be very important to you all. So you want to definitely share with others and invite them to come on and connect with us on today. There is a word from the Lord, and you don't want to miss this word. I'm telling you, when the prayers today that was prayed are very pivotal to right now, to where we at. And I thank God for when you have prayer warriors who are exactly in the spiritual dimension you're in, you just don't even, well, I know you already know prophetically where we're at right now. And so I thank God for you. And those of you who are joining me at this time, you really want to share this so others can be blessed, as well to our partners and virtue partners and covenant partners. This is a powerful time for you and you on today. So thank God for you sharing it. Please, others, share with us. Share if you would. We appreciate it. We're going to move into the word of the Lord God. If you have been following me, we've been sharing from the book of Daniel's, but we're going to use a snippet of the book of Daniel. But we're going to open up to share a lot of detailed information on today. And so I thank God for you all joining us and connecting with us at this time. So please continue to share with others that they may be blessed by the word of God on today. And I tell you, man, the Lord is, he's not going to leave us empty-handed to what's going on, especially right now, and what we're getting ready to experience in the I'm going to say weeks, but literally in days now. So it won't be just weeks. It's going to be in days where many things we're going to begin to see and experience and know that the hand of God is on it and His Spirit is upon it for us. Bless you all today. Thank you for joining. Bless you on today. Bless you, man of God. Thank you. Bless you, kingdom leaders. Appreciate you on today. God bless you on today. Thank you for joining us. Bless the Lord for each and every one of you all who have took time to really share this with the many that's going to be coming. Bless you on this day. Amen. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God with prayer. You may want to take notes. Please share with others so that they can come back and be blessed by the information. I would encourage you to probably hashtag people, about 25 people, then share with them and let them know they're the word from the Lord right now. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We honor you. We glorify. We magnify. We magnograph your name. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing, even now, God, in the lives of your people, God. Cover the minds of the men and women of God all over the world, Lord. Touch them and strengthen them. We bind up the spirit of confusion that have been launched in the earth realm even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your glory be revealed over this day, God, and for the lives of many, God, for leadership, men and women of God, pulpit, pews, ministry, gifts, kingdom leaders, God. Open it up, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your supernatural strength being released over the people of God. We bind up the hand of the enemy. God, we come against chanters and whisperers, God. And God, you said in your word in 1 Timothy 2:1, God, you said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, we lifting up the children. We lifting up the siblings, even even as David said in Psalm 37:25, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Neither they see begging bread. God, we're in a season where we won't beg bread, God. We won't beg today, God, but we'll release. We'll have what you said we will have. And we thank you for it in advance in the name of Jesus. John 3:30, John said, decrease that you may increase some more, God. Lord, you get the glory. You get the honor out of this day. And I thank you for it in advance in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm going to move into the word of the Lord God, and I want to talk about vault, but I want to deal with some very, very important things, very important things. It is important for the men and women of God to be in tune to the Lord. You got to really be in tune to the Lord like never before. You cannot miss it. You got to be in tune to the things of the Lord God. Daniel was a man that was in tune to the presence of God because he was a continued person that continued to stay in a place of prayer, intercession, so he can hear from God and he can stay connected to the things of the Lord God. Those of you who are joining us, please join us. Please share with others. I know they will be blessed by your presence and by you inviting them. If you're first time, put it up there. Let us know you're a first timer and what country, nation, or city you're listening in from. I know you will be blessed by the word of the Lord God. I want to deal with 1 Timothy today, 2:1. But I need to go to, before we deal with 1 Timothy, I want to go straight to the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter number six. And brace yourself for what we're going to reveal and share on today. Thank you all. True Vine, bless you all. Please share with others. Invite others to come. They will be blessed by your presence and your information and your invitation. I'm telling you, saints of God, God is doing some powerful things in the land. So I'm telling you, this is really going to bless many of you all. If you just joined us a few minutes ago, thank you for joining us a few minutes ago. You can go back to the beginning. If you go back to the beginning, when you look at it, there was a flash came over my Facebook page. It looked like a flash. I don't know if you all saw it. I saw it on this side. That means immediately the government is listening to all the details. Anytime you talk about government, when you say what I'm sharing today, you're gonna see many attention is released right here, and so brace yourself, buckle your seatbelt up. When I share data like this, when I say talk about the government vault is being open, every eye and spirit is tuned to this frequency. So it doesn't bother me. It just let us know people that are going to be informed of what's getting ready to happen or what's happening in the world. Daniel chapter number six, verse number one. And once again, I thank God for the intercessors and the prayer warrior. Let's move right into this word. And then 1 Timothy 2 and verse number 1. 1 Timothy 2 and 1. It pleased Darius. Now, the book of Daniel is a very powerful book and pivotal book to Old Testament. After you read the five books of the law, the 12 books of history, and then the poetic books, which is comprised of five books, and then 17 books of the prophetic books. Five of them are the major prophets. Now, Daniel is one of the most pivotal ones of what we call the prophetic books of major prophets. What you have is the five books of the major prophets, the four prophets. So Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, but these are five books. Lamentation is just simply the book that deals with suffering, persecution, going through trials and tribulation. But Daniel is a very important book. Now, when I talk about code system or encrypted code, it's important. But when I talk about vaults, I'm talking about data that's been leaked so many years of secret information, of timetables of events that usually the Jesuit order or the Catholic Church is familiar with the royal family is definitely familiar with, but the secret different societies understand that these codes or the vaults that are being opened is when a organization or a secret society have used all of their weapons, to against those who are not knowledgeable of the secrets or knowledgeable of the information, or those who have leaked their information. So if someone leaked secret society information, they go back to their vault to open up. There are additional sacred things that is not open to even those who are connected with them, because even they are infiltrated. Those organizations are infiltrated. So they go to the vault. So when you hear me say the government vault today, I'm revealing to you that they have been infiltrated. So when the government entity has been infiltrated by their insiders, by other government, then they open up what we call the vault. They open up the it's a word that I want to use, but I want to be careful. They open up the master vault. How about that? We'll use the word the master vault. So I'm going to share that today, but I'm going to specifically deal with a major part of the world, and I want you to understand it. Well, probably several of them. Let's go into the book of Daniel. Now, Daniel, many of you already know, I explained to you what Isaiah 66 books are encrypted with. It's actually coded with the 66 chapters, correction, the 66 chapters of Isaiah are encrypted in the 66 books of the Bible. When you read it, you have to understand it from that perspective. Then the Jeremiah is encrypted with 52 chapters explaining 52 weeks of the Word of God, or 52 weeks of day or days. Now, going over to understand the book of Ezekiel was called Son of Man. So everything that will be revealed through Ezekiel will be revealed through the Son of Man. Now, Jesus was the Son of God. We are Son of Man. We come from the Son of Man. So 66 chapters is encrypted in exactly the 66 books. The 52 chapters of Jeremiah means God is exalted and uplifted is encrypted in 52 weeks. Now, we pass the Lamentation because let me explain it to you. If you don't understand Jeremiah and Ezekiel, if you don't understand Isaiah and Jeremiah, you will go through the suffering, the persecution, the pain, the difficulties. That is why they put the five chapters in there. Now, when you get to Ezekiel, which means Son of Man, if you cannot get past these three books of the major prophets, you will never be able to enter what we call sonship, Son of Man. I'm teaching y'all something today. So let me go slow to you. The 66 chapters of Isaiah, which means Isaiah is salvation, or Yahweh is salvation, opens you up to understand this 66 books. Jeremiah opens us up, 52 chapters, opens you up to understand days of the week, 52 weeks. If you don't understand those two major prophets of the books, of the prophetic, you will go through what we call Lamentation. But once you pass that process and reading it and understanding it, you will then move into what we call sonship or Son of Man. Ezekiel is written in the first person, Son of Man. He was birthed from the Spirit. God went into the Spirit and raised him up. Daniel is very powerful to all of those books, because when you get to the book of Daniel, Daniel reveals all of the codes of government. It'll take you to all of the four ruling governments. It's actually five. Then it will reveal to you every lemoshka tabaha. It will reveal to you what you need. That's what they call it. That's what they call the Old Testament, the five major books. It's called the major prophets, because these are sacred codes. Now, even the Gregorian calendar can't even tap into this. There are very few people can do what I'm sharing right now. That's why when we first came on today, when I first came on live, there was a snapshot of me right now. They took a snapshot of my picture on my Facebook page. They took a snapshot of it because they know I'm a revealer of the secrets, and I'm revealing the secrets to you. Now I'm going to begin to read, and then I'm going to reveal to you so you can understand exactly to the detail of this month. And actually this month in the month of August and September, so that you will not be moved when things begin to happen as it relates to the governmental vaults are being opened. Because what we're viewing now is we're watching an irreversible time. We're in an irreversible time, especially in our government, because they can't turn back this clock. What they set in place, they can't turn it back. Have you, Mary Rare had a song back in the day called "When the Hunter Get Captured by the Game." It means the hunter goes out and start hunting, but he get captured by his own game. See, governments are now being captured by their own schemes and plans. So it's turning on them. And so they have to open up a vault to find out who were infiltrated. They're even trying to find out what's going on. Many of you, if you Google this, you'll go back and find out that the Supreme Court justice, when they talked about who leaked the information from Roe versus Wade, many of you, the Supreme Court justice said, we need to find out who leaked the information. Now, that Sunday, I was on Facebook here talking about that. I said, keep your eye on the Supreme Court. Something's going to come out and shock the world. The following morning, it was revealed, and he said, who leaked it out? Let me tell you something. I'm leaking everything out. They ain't gonna get the prophet credit. Because you got people who watch me on Facebook right now, like many of you watching right now. You are watching because you pushed the button to come in so you can sign on or you can make comments. Most of them stay on the outside, and they watch from the outside, so they don't come in. They can go to the Facebook page and view what I'm saying. So you got millions of people viewing what I'm saying right now, and then we have you all coming in because you're supporting it. So when I leaked what I told them, given it happened in with the Supreme Court, it came the following day because I revealed to them what's going on, and so someone leaked it from what I revealed, and they had to wait for the mainstream media to confirm it. And then Tuesday, it came out. Now, chaos hit the land. Now, I'm getting ready to do it again. I shared it before when I talked to the world about what was getting ready to happen in 2021, January 6th, when you saw the major issues on the United States Capitol. Things were hit. Things happened on the United States Congress. When I said senators, I saw major chaotic stuff. You're watching it right here. All right, so let's go. Let me take you into Daniel. Now, Daniel is a prophet. Now, to slow it down a little bit, because I speak fast. Daniel's book is the secret of governmental things that are happening in the world, the book of Daniel. So when you read the book of Daniel, you're reading the book of Daniel from a very powerful place and a very powerful perspective, the book of Daniel. So the book of Daniel here is very powerful. Now, I'm going to take you let me put it to you. Each chapter of Daniel reveals Daniel, who was a Jew from ruled by the Babylonian system because of Jehoiakim rebellion, and God turned him over to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar and allowed him to rule over them for a period. But Daniel, impeccable relationship with Elohim, allowed him the power and the ability to be able to gain favor from all four kingdoms: Nebuchadnezzar, a Babylonian kingdom, his son Belshazzar, and then Darius and Cyrus, four ancient kings who operated strictly under their bloodline of their deity. Now, anyone who can ever tap into ancient deity codes and secrets, you can really dominate a lot in the earth realm, and you are taking the codes from the fallen angels who have these sacred codes, who revealed them to their deities and use humans to operate in those realms. And many things from 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, I have been revealing to the world sacred codes so people will understand what's coming or what's befalling nations and what's befalling countries around the world. And you will not be lost or ignorant concerning Satan's device. Now, the word of God call it ignorance, but it means unlearned. So you will know exactly what's going on, especially this month. People of God, especially this month, actually the next 2 months, brace yourself. I'm telling you, brace yourself. Let me read the scripture and let me go right into this, okay? Let me read Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. And you all can follow me from wherever you're at, Daniel chapter 6. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Apostle. Bless you on today. Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give an account unto them. All of the princes have given account to Daniel, and the three presidents had to give an account to Daniel. Now, verse 3, then this Daniel was preferred president, princes, because of an excellent spirit was what? In him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. The king ruled, he reigned. Kings reign. They reign. Reign means heir. It means throne. It means rulership. It means inheritance. They reign. They're in authority. They reign. Now, realms are spiritual places of principalities and power. Realms, spiritual realms. When you deal with realms, you deal with the spirit world. You deal with spirits such as places of principality, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. Realms. He was over those realms. Now, under those realms are dimensions. Dimensions deal with height, width, and depth. Daniel, when he ruled over those realms, he was able to float in those dimensions in his mind. Those dimensions, when we talk about dimensions, we're talking about in a state in the mind of a person, spiritual dimension. Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. In the spirit realm, Daniel can move in those dimensions. He can flow in those dimensions because he had power over those realms. Those realms. Now, then the president and princes sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning what? The kingdom. Listen to this, saints. The enemy is looking for an occasion against many of us in the body concerning the kingdom. But they could not find an occasion nor fault. You know where they couldn't find the fault? Because Daniel had the vault. That's powerful. See, the reason why they couldn't find fault in Daniel, Daniel had the sacred vault in him. He knew every single area. Everything I'm revealing today is coming from the vault. I'm revealing the vault because they can't find fault in me. They can't stop what I'm doing because what I'm doing is I'm revealing the vault because I have no fault. They can't find anything in me. That's why their investigation, they can't find any information. So what I'm doing is I'm revealing the vault because I don't have no fault. Stay with me. Now, I'm dealing with a lot of false spirits, illegal demonic forces, but we ain't going to give them spirits no attention. Let's move right here. Then Daniel, the prince sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning what? The kingdom. And they could not find no occasion, no fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error of fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall find an occasion against this Daniel. We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. So they couldn't find an occasion, correction. Except we find against him concerning the law of God. Only way the enemy can try to do anything against us is they must come up against Elohim. They must come up against the God we serve. And the war is on when anybody can come up against the God we serve. You're coming up against nature now. You're coming up against the very power and the authority of nature in us because we're revealing everything to the people concerning the world, concerning nations, concerning the things that are going on in the nation. So God's people will not be lost concerning what's getting ready to happen or the showdown that you're getting ready to see and experience. You don't just go over in countries and think that a price tag is not on your head, especially the United States of America and other countries. We're already linked in many nations. But now, what we're dealing with is home base. It's a lot of things in the home base. Let me read on that. Amen. So you understand. Then said these men, we should not find an occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of God. These presidents, princes, assembled together to the king and said, now notice now, they assembled together with who? King. They assembled together to do what? They assembled together unto him. What? The king. Now, I already told you back in 2020, the President Trump assembled at the Episcopal building to send a code when he held the Bible up to who? To Queen Elizabeth, to the kingdom. He had to send a code. Oh, y'all getting it now? Is the revelation coming to everybody now? He had to assemble himself to release the code to what? King Philip was king, but he was considered prince, and Queen Elizabeth. Now, after that, everything falls in succession because it must go to what? The religious order, which is Jesuit order, who ruled the Catholic Church. And Dr. Fauci and many of the noble birthing are all part of that order of those families in those lines. If you go down the succession of the line, bloodline, you'll find out. Now, the vault that will be open today, or vault, is all about what's going on in our present world now. And I'm not going to tell you until I'm coming to the end so you'll understand. Because once the examination is being made, now, if everyone noticed what's going on in the world right now, We have three prime ministers reside in July. The prime minister means premier, premier, supreme, premier. When you look at the word premier, you want me to, let's look at the word premier so you can understand these prime ministers or what we call premier. So many of the people will not be, you won't miss it when you knowing exactly what's happening in the world. Because I don't want you to miss this information here or be misled when things begin to happen right before your very face. And many things that you will understand concerning the premier. Okay, now, when we deal with premier, we got to deal with people who are first in position, rank of importance, premier. These were premier people in position. They were ranked. But under them, they're ruled and dominated by secret societies who tell them what to do and what not to do. Boris Johnson, England. Italian president, I had his name written down. Italy, Italian president. And president, prime minister of Israel. Now listen to this. Follow me. England, Italian, Italy, and Israel. Look at that. Look at those three lists. Listen to that. We're talking about England, colonial system, Italian, Sicilian, Italian, Italy, and we're talking about Israel, a dominant nation. All foreign dignitaries and leaders of major world will have major power dominated. Royal family, Jesuit order, Catholic Church. Now, Israel, the promises, the spiritual documents that are hidden, all three major nations. Now, are y'all ready for this? Get ready, United States of America. Let me sit back in my seat so you can understand this. What you're watching right now in the world is you're watching the White House. You're watching Washington, D.C. You're watching what's getting ready to transpire in the presidential part of this thing. See, everything you're viewing now is all in action. You're watching it in action. If I go on record to say who's really running the White House, you will all be shocked if I told you who will run it. Now, we're watching a president that they said have coronavirus, COVID. He had had the shot. He had his second shot. They're keeping him from the public. If you ever noticed, he's not in the public anymore. Go ahead and share this real quick with everybody. Go ahead and share. You might as well share. Go ahead and share. Now, connected to the book of Daniel and watch how everything is coming into alignment. Everything is lining itself up. I told many of you, 2023 will be a very powerful year of the 50th year, especially when you talk about Roe versus Wade, the striking down, and everything you're watching and seeing now in the land. You will know in the next 2 months, the next 2 months, people of God, something is about to happen. Now, follow me. I'm taking you to Daniel, and then we're going to go over to 1 Timothy 2:1. Okay. These presidents and princes assembled themselves together and said, thus says the Lord, King Darius, live forever. And the president and the kings, governors, princes, counselors, captains, had all consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any gods or any for 30 days, save thee the king, and shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, the revealing is on. It's on for many of us. It's on. When I say it's happening, it's in existence. Everything you're watching is in totally being released. When I say the master vaults, that means that secret societies and all of those orders, someone have revealed their data. So they have to go into their sacredness of the vault to try to play down. And let me give you a perfect example. I want everybody to write this down. There is infiltration of prophetic. There's an infiltration of the prophetic. What do you mean? There are prophets like myself. I'm only going to speak for myself. I can't speak for everybody else. Who's revealing to the world what's going on. So what they're doing is what we reveal to you all, what they're doing, they're trying to turn it around. They're trying to infiltrate it so it makes it look like it's not happening. Let me give you a perfect example of the royal family, Meghan, Marco, and Harry. Who are they putting on the forefront? They're putting his brother on the forefront with his wife on the forefront. And they're bringing them together like they're unified on the forefront. That's what they're doing. Now, look at what they're doing right now concerning the president. They're bringing him on the forefront as having COVID when it's going on in his mind. They're putting it on. I've been describing that. Let's look at what's going on. And everything is being incited or something has been put in place to create a decoy. So the decoy in the land, we're watching a decoy. So I don't want many of you right now to think for one time what I said is not coming to pass. It's a decoy. They're putting decoys in the way. You can even see it with the book of Daniel. The block Daniel, what did they do? They try to block his God, and they put a decoy up there. So what did they do? We can't get to Daniel, so let's get to the God he served. So what are we going to do? We're going to try to change the God that Prophet Matthew destroys, revealing to us. So let's put a decoy there. Oh, yeah, we reveal it. See, when you tap into all of that, we reveal in the decoy. Because what the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to hide. He's sending people right now to what? Throw rocks and hide their hands. But they can't throw rocks and hide their hands. Because when you tap into the spirit realm, you know who they are. Look at what Daniel did. Immediately, Daniel already knew what was going on. Some of us, we already know what's going on. And then some of you, I'm prophetically revealing to you what's going on. Let's go to 8. Now, O king, establish a decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the laws of the Medes and Persians. Medes and Persians, which altered not. That's what I'm telling you. So what they have in place, there are certain things they have in place right now cannot be altered. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The things they got in place cannot be altered now. So God is revealing right now. They can't even change it themselves because they're too far in it. They can't be altered. That's what they're going to give you. That's what they're going to tell you. Next, after monkeypox, after they made a monkey of the people, they're going to call it, they have the audacity to go to give you what we call monkeypox. Isn't that so interesting? So So since we couldn't take out some, let's create a monkey. So we're going to make a monkey at them. So we're going to call it a monkey pop. Let me just help you all out. Let's move on down. Now, O king, establish the royal decree and sign the writing that it be changed, nor altered not. Wherefore, the king Darius signed the writing in the decree. Now, listen to this. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. And he kneeled down. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God as he did aforetime. He did not change. See, what's happening right now, all of the prophets, when they don't see what's happening with their prophecy, they're changing their word. See, you got to understand what's going on right now. See, what's happening is people are trying to change their word because what they intended for it to happen didn't happen. I was over on Clubhouse. Y'all know I was over on Clubhouse. I've been featured on Clubhouse. I went over on Clubhouse. I went to 4 different pages. God, just let me go with it. And I watched 4 different people teaching everything that I did, verbatim. They were over on Clubhouse teaching what I was teaching, verbatim. I don't even want to tell you the room. Everything I was teaching on Clubhouse when I come with Dr. Sherry Sims, because she's over on Clubhouse, when she deal with Hot Topics, I'm over there teaching on Clubhouse, people of God. And while I'm on Clubhouse, they're teaching everything I've been teaching. Everything I'm sharing with the people, verbatim, they're teaching it. Topic, they're teaching it over there on Clubhouse. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Brace yourself. Look at somebody say, brace. Go ahead, put that down there. Brace yourself. Brace yourself with what Prophet Matthew get ready to reveal. Brace yourself. Now, Darius did not deviate from the code or the vault. See, what's getting ready to happen, people of God, is you're getting ready to watch and see an expedition being released in the land. So you're going to see everything that we talked about from 2019, even before that time, all the way to probably 2009 to right now, getting ready to be revealed. Now, listen to this, because you're gonna see a lot beginning to happen with the money system. Now, let me share this with people. When Jesus went into the temple and he whipped the money changers in there, they were not gambling. They were exchanging money. Money changers are people who take money and change it. Like if you're in a foreign country, you cash in on your money, whatever that value is, you change the currency. The currency in the land is changing. Let me tell you something. Listen to this, people of God. America is in such a financial crisis. They have to go around the world to embrace what has happened. So the entire money system of the world, the currency is changing. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. The entire money system. So the currency is changing. See, this is what Muammar Gaddafi was trying to do before they went in there and did his country like that, because he was getting with other countries over in the African continent, and they were working it. I'm trying to help you all out. That's what y'all putting in these banks. You might as well invest your money into insurance company, insurance policy. Get you some insurance policy. You got those insurance, those high-ranking insurance. Let me give you an idea so you can understand. Let me give you some idea so people can understand. Let me go through my notes. So the best thing for most of us is get an independent whole life policy and invest in it. You're going to gain interest on it. You get 10% interest on it. Oh, yeah, I'm revealing some stuff to you, all right? Universal independent whole life policy. Look it up. You can put $1,000 in it, and at the end of the year, it'll gain 10%. That $1,000 a month gains 10%. I'm telling you. Oh, y'all don't see. I'm telling you. Because you got to understand what's getting ready to happen in the global climate. Thank God for a recession. Thank God for what's being revealed. Thank God for what's happening right now. And let me tell you something, the greatest stock and the greatest 401k, the greatest Wall Street you will ever get is the kingdom of God. You can, the greatest investment you ever can invest in is the kingdom of God. And some of you all, y'all need to get invested. Y'all need to invest in this ministry right here. Because I'm telling you, things I'm saying to you, things I'm revealing to you, you're getting ready to see them unveil themselves. They're unveiling themselves now. You're watching the unveiling now of everything getting ready to be released in the land. Everything is inflated right now. Do you know they got a six-month period to inflate everything? It's been inflated. And after these 6 months, you're going to see the market drop. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Now, you know the White House ain't being ran by the White House. I just put it like that. So you will understand what's happening right now. So your currency, your money system, everything you in place, y'all know who I'm talking about. He already speaking about it. He's the only billionaire that can't keep his mouth closed. He's revealing everything. But they won't put him on the mainstream yet. They're talking about Bill Gates and the other gentleman. Elon Musk, that's his name. He's revealing so much of what's happening. Now, let me say this so you can understand. You would know this in detail. There will be a transition on its way in America. There will be a transition, and it's coming very fastly. Let me tell you what I saw in my dream. I saw this in a dream. Now, it was like an open vision. Now, y'all can take it for what you want. And the open vision, I saw like the open vision. And the open vision that I saw, it was like Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, the vice president. I saw them two together. That's what I saw. Listen to this. And they were standing side by side. But there was literally chaotic events. It was chaotic. When I tell you it was chaotic, believe me. It was chaos all around them too. Around them. Governmental prophets. Chaos all around them. Something is happening, and it's on its way. Oh, it's on its way. Matter of fact, it's here, but it just not haven't been exposed or leaked yet. It hasn't been leaked yet. It's been exposed, but haven't been leaked yet. Everything else is out. It's already out. Now, keep your eye, because the government, somebody just said it, the Federal Reserve, you're going to see some major turning. But banks, credit union, the financial marketplace are all shaking right now. Now let me go back to where Jesus, the money changes, the money exchange, the rate of a dollar or euro or a ruble, all of the changing. There is a changing of currency in the land. And many of us, we don't understand it because we don't understand the financial marketplace. When you don't understand the financial marketplace, you will not understand what's getting ready to happen in the land. You don't understand it. You'll miss it. Just like when they changed CDs. Now they're doing away with CDs to a chip. When they changed 8-track tape to cassette tape and cassette to chip, people weren't prepared. They said they didn't want to go. They didn't want to keep changing. But things are changing. They're changing. Because the more they try to encrypt information, God will raise up prophets to reveal the data. Look, when you have no fault, you can reveal the vault. Look at somebody say, when you are prophets that have no fault, you can reveal the vault. I'm revealing the vault because I'm holding data and information and revealing it to you, the people, so that the people can be prepared for what's getting ready to be released to you and what's coming to you. Do you know the noble birth and the high-ranking families of the world? They have came to the end of their ledger. Oh, that's right. There it is, right there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They came to the end of their ledger in terms of the wealth. So the what must be released now is to God's original people, the original people, and they know this. That's why the three high-ranking premier who were rank, position, order, stepped down. Israel, Italian, England, all of them have stepped down. And then the assassination of the Japan leader. Now they're over in Taiwan and in China, because you got to understand that many of us, we got people all over the world, our ancestors. Now, and then you got to be careful of the incest over ancestry. That's why you have to know what's being loose right now. Oh, I'm trying to tell you something. See, can you know why? Because, look, let me tell you something. When the Vietnam War, there were many people that did not come back to America. And they called them prisoner of war, POW. They didn't come back because they knew what was going on in America and what was happening around the world. So they chose to stay in those countries. And there was a lot, many black people, men stayed in those countries who had children. And that was part of the bloodline. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm trying to explain to you. They have reached their pivotal line. That's why after Queen Elizabeth's husband died at age 99 on April the 9th, if you flip the 9, the day he died, it'll be you have 6. If you flip his age over, you have 66. You will understand when they ended the 6 feet distance, the 6 feet apart, the 6 feet away, it was coming to an end because the era for which that secret code was coming to the end in the high-ranking family. I'm trying to tell you something. That's why they're doing everything in their power right now to keep Mother strengthened, Mother Elizabeth. That's what I'm talking about. And look at the Pope. You see the Pope right now? The Pope has to have an assistant in his chair. The Pope in Rome right now, what they call the papal pontiff of what? Italy, Rome, Italian prime minister, premier, resign. Colonial, England, resign. Israel, resign. Why are they resigning? Isn't it interesting? Three major nations. Leader resigned because they're deities. No, even the fallen angels understand this secret because they the one gave the secret to the people. You got to understand this 22 encrypted code that's in the earth realm. They look at and determine times and seasons, and they study time, dates, and they study hour, and they study the events of time. The events of time fell on us right now in 2022. So many of you who are in this time right now in year 2022, you was meant to be here. If you were doing what you're doing today, 20 years ago, it would have been too soon. If you try to do what you're doing today, 10 years down the road, it'll be too late. You are literally in destiny timing. Destiny timing. Everybody is in destiny timing. If they couldn't take you out in 2020 and 2021 and 2022, I mean 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, they cannot take you out anymore because in the system of the law of nature. Let me explain something to you about the law of nature. What goes up must come down. Do unto others as you would them do unto you. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. The people forgive, but the streets remember. They understand these laws, and they understand their law. They have reached that pivotal place in the law of the land. All of them know this. Everybody in the noble birth know that except us. You have to know they reached that pivotal point right now. So everything is falling on us. Oh, I'm trying to tell y'all something. I'm trying to tell many of you right now what's getting ready to come into your hand, what's getting ready to be released into your life, what's getting ready to come out of your bloodline, what's getting ready to come into your destiny. It's far greater than getting a $20 offer, a $100 seed offer, a what's in a bank account. What's getting ready? It's the inheritance of time. You have to understand that you are living, breathing, and experiencing. currency, the greatest inheritance in the earth. Matter of fact, you're heirs to heirs. Oh, you better believe this, what I'm trying to tell you. You're heirs to heirs. That's why they invested in many years to take out your community, take out your city, take out your neighborhood, take out what they do. They started with drugs. They started, look, war on drugs. Who did that? Who declared war on drugs? Bill Clinton, his war on drugs, and his family and all that was involved with that, the Whitewater stuff. And then the president, Trump said, make America great again, and y'all got mad at him. That man declared war on drugs, and more black people were put in jail. Y'all ain't ready for me. See, y'all elected all of these people. You keep being fooled because black leadership have betrayed our people. I'll say it. Black pastors, black leaders, black politicians, black people, the mayors and cities, they have betrayed our people. And now God is raising up to eliminate all of those that have betrayed his people. Y'all ain't ready for me. Touch the people say, they got to be ready for me. I'm telling you. You're watching the whole global climate change right in front of you. Because it's being released now. And you don't want to miss it, saints. So be very careful. Oh, yeah, it's happening. So it's what you're seeing right now. You're watching a transition of all heirs. Everything that's heirs to anybody's bloodline. Listen to me. Any one of you who are heirs to any bloodline, because most of you don't know because of the slave thing, if you're heirs, it's the lot is in your favor this very moment. Believe me when I tell you that. It's a given. Why do you think Bill Gates giving away $25 billion? And look at, and if you go Google where it's going to, you'll be amazed. Look at Elon Musk. And look at some of the other wealthy billionaires. And I'm going to tell you one thing. The Walmart family, the Walton family, they lost $13 billion. $13 billion. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get you to understand the takeover effect in the land, what's happening around us. You are the inheritance. Not past tense, now. All right, let me stop because I got to preach later on. Whew, I'm getting hot over here. I'm revealing some stuff. So you will know. Keep your eyes fixed. The Pope is getting ready to go. Queen Elizabeth. Over in Israel, you're watching some things happen over there. Now, right here, United States of America, keep your eyes locked because you ain't seen nothing yet. Over, Pennsylvania Avenue and Washington, D.C., what, 1700, 1800 Pennsylvania Avenue? Because I'm telling you, people of God, the world as it stands, and we're viewing now, it's climatically done. That's why Daniel read, they could not alter. If they had an opportunity to alter what was done, then they would go back on their God. They cannot alter anything right now. So many of us right now, many of you who are following me and many who will share this with others, what's happening right now cannot be altered. The noble birthing families of the world can't alter anything now. They have reached their peak. All of these people have reached their peak. It's guaranteed. That's why when you study Phoenician language and Semitic language and the hieroglyphic in Egyptiology, they thought they had all of the codes. They did not have any of those codes. They did not understand So they only took what they were able to learn, and it did not work. You're the magnetic force to the earth realm now, and what you're watching, and I'll guarantee you, let me show, Garrett, show you why everything is working. We're in a climatic shift, and I said this in 2004, 2005, we're in a climatic shift in the earth realm. It just manifests itself. All of these from the Arctic climate, even if you study the Arctic, the cold Arctic climate, if you go under the Arctic of the earth, you'll find warm temperature under the earth. That's Arctic climate. That's why when the Bible says he separates the waters from the water, if you go down under the water, you go under the water, go 50, 60 miles under the water. If you go, that's another part of earth. It's dry land. Y'all don't understand that. 100 miles underwater, 200 miles underwater. There's a whole nother world. That's why Queen Elizabeth, she rules the Mediterranean. She rules the Caribbean seas. The Caribbean seas are the largest seas in the world. She rules that from the reptilian presence. I know this is too deep for some of y'all, but don't worry about it. I'm just helping y'all out. If you're a prophet, you'll understand how to transcend things. Because the word of God said he separated the waters from the waters. Y'all remember that? In the Bible. It's in the Bible. He separated the waters from the waters. So you have to understand what we're up against now. And even that world understands the world. They're trying to compete to get back in the air. Because everything is being revealed. We are heirs to the heirs now. And it's happening all around us right this moment. People of God, wherever your currency is, wherever your currency is, you have to know we're in the manifestation of something powerful in the land. Let me tell you something. You think for one time, all of these viruses that they keep making is for naught? Let me tell you something. People don't keep making virus after virus after virus in the land to take people out. If they're not up to something, they know the power for what you're in. You don't got, preachers don't know how to talk about that. They're too busy money laundering and try to make and be iconic, make themselves well known. Most people, preachers, you know why? You know why they went to depression or oppression? Because they need an audience. All we need is a presence from God to reveal the things of the world. I'm revealing those things to the world, to many of you. That's why all of you who are following me right now, you all who are following me right now, because most of you push the button to come in to share and to share with other people. Those who are on the outside who have not pushed the button, we got about 4 or 5 million people watching me right now from all around the world, all the leaders. Now, those of you who just joined me right now, before I came on, when I came on live, as soon as I came on live, my iPad snapped a picture. So what they do, they snapped a picture of my face because they watch all the data. All the data. And everything is being revealed now. Things are coming to the surface now. I'm telling you. Brace yourself. Brace yourself for what's getting ready to manifest itself. Brace yourself. People of God, brace yourself for what's happening. You ain't seen nothing. You might wake up tomorrow morning by a major leader. I have to be careful of my words. Brace yourself for right now, because things are happening very quickly. It's not waiting a week or 2 weeks. These things are happening quickly, instantaneously happening now. So you won't miss it at all because of what's being revealed right now to the world and to the people. Hold on to that word and know what's being revealed now. You want to share this. Ooh, now, Holy Ghost. Ooh, thank you. Usually when I end, the Holy Spirit speaks to myself. Brace yourself. This is what I heard. tell the people, keep an eye on the water system. The Holy Ghost just said that to me. He said, tell my people, keep the eye on the water system. What water? The water system. Something's going to happen in the water system. Y'all don't hear about it. Y'all don't hear it. The water system. There's going to be a border breach. You're going to see it. You're going to hear about a border breach. So keep your eyes open. Don't sleep in this hour. Some of you, God knows. That's why most prophetic people right now are coming together. It's a gathering right now. We're gathering together. And thank God for our intercessors, our prayer warriors. Thank you, Evangelist Foster, and some of the other ones, our prayer warriors. Pastor Walinda Brown, Sister Tracy Pollard, Evangelist Wilkes, some of my other prayer warriors and ministry gifted people, kingdom leader, some of the ones who are praying for us. Thank you. Those in a different seat. Thank you, Sister Toya. Thank you, Administrator Rita Breyer. Thank you, Tina Rice. Thank you, Mary Teasley. Thank you, Restoration Leadership. Thank you, Sister Tillman. Our team are praying. I'm telling you, saints of God, this month is going to hit. Right now, everything is looking kind of quiet. It's kind of quiet. And now it's going to boom. Thank you, Sister Valerie Downey. Bless you as well. Those of you who are in position right now, what you're watching at the White House is not a virus. Oh, no. What you're watching is a virus. It has something to do with more than just COVID. It has something to do with dimension and dementia right now. So you're watching it happen now. And it's going to get even worse. Even if you hear, I got to be careful of this. So I'm not going to say this right now. So I'll hold back on that. You have to know what we're dealing with right now, people of God, because it's all being revealed. It's all coming to pass. And you don't want to miss this time in the land. That's what's going on right now. Brace yourself for right now. And for those parents who have children going back to school, brace yourself there too. There's a lot happening with these new formulas for children, the formulas that they're giving children, this new formula. I told many of you back in March, go back to what I shared in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, they're going to try coming up with new formulas for babies to drink, new baby formula. Because you have to remember 44%, they said they ran out of, 44% of the earth or United States were out of formula. Let me tell you something. You better take that number very, very carefully when it said 44%, because you can Google all of this stuff. 44%. Listen, people of God, protect your children, especially male children, black male children. Protect your children. Keep your eye open. There's something coming in the water system. I've already told you to keep your eye on the White House. Everybody said that this is the second. This is the second round of the President of the United States dealing with COVID-19. It's far deeper than that. Believe me, it's more deeper than you ever imagined. Believe me when I tell you that. And you're going to know it. You're going to hear it. It's going to come out, and it's not going to be, and you're not going to be fooled by it. All right. I told you already. I saw Nancy Pelosi and Vice President, the woman, together, and I saw literally chaos. So brace yourself, people of God. I deal as a prophet with a lot of things prophetically, but what I want you to understand is I deal more as it relates to the world government event. I still prophesy to people and minister to them and share the word of God. But God has me at a different place now, prophetically speaking to the world. Because what must happen now is what is going to start at the top and trickle down. And pastors in pulpits, because there are many pastors that walked away from ministry. There are many leaders have stepped down. There are many people have quit because of pressure. So there's even a greater lacking of leadership. And so what you're watching is everybody jockeying for power, not jockeying to release information. 1,800 clergy walk away from ministry every month. 72% of clergy have no friends. 43,000 churches, it was a short window shifted now of opening and closing churches. There are more churches closing now than they're opening that they haven't been opened. If every church in the United States of America was full to full capacity, we'll have a famine in the land. So there's no need for fighting each other. But because there's infiltration that are coming in the land, and there's not a lack of true, authentic leaders that are in position, the stress is on us. So I understand the attacks on me. I understand the things that came my way. I understand what's been sent against me. But I need my intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gifts, kingdom leaders to pray. Keep me in your prayers. When you're agents to understanding, when I talk about the governmental vaults are being opened, they are. There are some of you right now. You have foreign currency. Keep your foreign currency. It's going to be worth money. There are other governments. Things are happening right now. There's many doors that's going to be open for invention. Many of you have inventions. Many of you have creative ideas that is being, and right now, it's for right now. Some of you prophetic prophets who have been shut down, God is opening up your mouth right now. You're going to be revealing, God is utilizing you as a vessel for right now in this dispensation. Nothing will be held back from us. You will find out that there will be government. There will be leaders. People will seek you out because you have generational wealth on you. Yeah, the Iraqi dinar, that's going to shift too. Some of you who have foreign money, oh, my God, I'm telling you. You ain't seen nothing yet of what's getting ready to change. You even heard Donald Trump talk about Iran and Iraq coming together. Look what they did over Iraq. They said they went over for weapons of mass destruction. It was more than that. So people of God, brace yourself for what is getting ready, what's being released to you. You're the last on the totem pole for things to be revealed. So you have to have a prophet in your life to share with you what's getting ready to happen. Do you know if the president of the United States shift or move that whole entire economy of all seven continents, shake the United States, and you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to come to pass, people of God? All right, I'm going to give you our current to be a blessing. All right, today is the first. This is the first Sunday in the month of August. This is a powerful month. So now I'm challenging the saints to sow today. Oh yeah, I'm challenging you all. I'm challenging the people of God. Many of you who are listening, partners with me, covenant partners, though I'm challenging all of you today. Because I'm telling you, this seed that I want you to sow, matter of fact, call this seed the seed of prediction. It's been, what you're watching is prediction. We are in a why? Because we're in an unpredictable time, but they call it an unpredictable time. I'm calling it the seed of prediction because we're predicting what's going on in the world. and you're watching what's happening in the world. Isn't it interesting? Now all of a sudden they have a drug that can heal people of AIDS. They've been had the drug. Now it's all coming to the surface, saints of God. All right. Let me stop and pause. We want to give you all the opportunity. Those of you partnering with us now, those of you who have been following me, partnering with me over the months, if you first I want to deal with this. This is called the seed of prediction. Everything's being revealed right now. Everything is coming to pass. It's happening right now. It's happening. Even somebody put that. You see it. Eighth month. It's happening right now. Hold on. Excuse me. Let me make sure I got my timetable right. I'll make sure I got the timetable right for the thing. All right. Now, tomorrow will be the eighth day of the eighth month, 2022. You all are watching. In other countries, it's a new day. But you're watching everything that's in place. It's all in place. It's all in place. All right. I'm challenging the saints. Those of you who say, Prophet Matthews, I want to stand with you. I'm sowing the $150 seed today. The 150 seed. The 150 seed today. 150 seed today. You can do it via Cash App. It's on the screen down there. The seed of prediction. Now, in these next 72 hours, you're going to watch. Keep your eye open to our government. I'm sowing into the seed of prediction. We've been predicting stuff over this live Facebook, the blog talk side, the world. And I'm not saying sow the seed because of prediction. I'm calling you what the name of the seed. You're sowing into the ministry. That's what you're doing. You're sowing into the ministry. But I give names to those seeds that you, those of you are sowing it today. Those of you who are partner with us, those who are covenant partner, virtual members, and covenant partner, you can sow today too. I'm telling you today, this is the seed of prediction. You can do it via Cash App, right down there, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at weRestoreU@yahoo.com. You can do it via PayPal at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. You're watching the most critical time. You can go to the website at weRestoreU.org. Go over there. While you're over there, purchase the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. This, I'm telling you, saints of God, man of God, woman of God, you're sowing what we call the seed of prediction. You call it the seed of prediction. Things are being predicted. What did they say? This year, we're in an unpredictable time. No, you know why it's unpredictable? Because they don't know the time. You are in a predictable time because I'm revealing the times to you. So when they say it's unpredictable, what they're saying is they don't know. They have reached their limit. They have reached their limit. We have not reached our limit because we're explaining to the world what's going on. Explaining to the men and women of God what's happening. I'm explaining to the nation what's happening. I'm explaining to government. I'm explaining to a foreign dignitary what's going on in the world. They know. So when they say it's unpredictable, it's because the Chaldean, the sorcerers, the magician, the astrologers, they can't determine these times because they don't have access. to this data information of the governmental vaults being open so they don't have access. So what they do is they go over, they come over to my page, and they copy and paste. They grab information from here. They snatch it. And they come over and take this information. That's why over on Clubhouse, I very rarely go over there. And when I do, I go over there for maybe 40 minutes and shoot a word and then leave. And then we come over here and bless God's people. Thanks to God, so that, see, those of you that I'm stepping out. And the time we're in the central time zone is 9:11. If you're in the eastern time zone, it's 10:11. If you're in the Pacific time zone, it's 7:11. Oh, 7:11. You have to understand where we at, man of God, woman of God. So I need you all to partner with us. Those of you, come on now. I need you to do it. You're stepping out. Thank you. Step out, somebody. Say, I'm stepping out to sow this $150 seed. This is the first Sunday in this month. You're partner. I'm doing it. I'm stepping out, Prophet Matthew. I know this is the word from the Lord. I know you're on target. You've been revealing it. Even the government know. Even CIA agents know. Even world leaders know. Everybody know that all of this stuff has been revealed. They go all through these Facebook pages, all almost 400 pages of information. Especially over the last 2 years, prophet, apostle, evangelist, they're going, oh, they went all through the data. They're still trying to figure out the data that they went through on January 6th when I did it that month of December. So all of it, they're still following the data. They're still trying to collect data. So you have an opportunity. The seed of prediction. Come on, man of God. Come on, woman of God. You get, sow that seed today. I'm telling you, you, man of God, partner. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that. Thank you, man of God. Those who are stepping out, you're stepping out with me. I'm partnering with Prophet Matt. I'm sowing that seed now. I'm not moving from this place right now. I need to know. As many of you who are follow me, who have been following me over the years, You have, and even you prophetic people, some of you are powerful prophetic people, and you flow in the prophetic. Your gift have went to another level because you followed us. God has released things into you. God has blessed you tremendously. You need to sow that seed right now. Make that donation. I'm telling you, thank you. The seed of prediction. I've said between the 5th of August to the 25th. Watch. Some of you keep your eye on your mailbox. You might get a letter. There are things that they're looking for your bloodline. You might be the heirs to. If you look at what happened in California, the heirs to a major family, that land was taken back in the 1900s. Black family, when they were integrated, they had to give this man back his land, $75 million. And then the park district is on his land, and they have to pay him rent. They had to give it all back. I'm telling you, you are in the heirs to great times right now, and you are blessed. You can do that today. Bless you all today. Thank you for your seed. Some of the stuff been held up. It's been released to you. The prophetic vault, the governmental vault, are being opened now. Seals are being opened. Thank you. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you. Some of you have to prepare for your services right now. But we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. We standing on the word of God for many of you today, that the Spirit of the Lord God is on your life, on your ministry right now. You have to know this for yourself, not for anybody else, for yourself and for the things that the Lord is doing in you and through you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Thanks to the Most High. Bless the Lord for you on today. All right. All right, those of you who are going to be joining us today in our sanctuary at 11 a.m., there will be a word from the Lord. Join us today. That will be ministered, a powerful kingdom word for today. You want to join us in our sanctuary. It's a great, powerful experience. Now, you could join us in our sanctuary from Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page. Go over to my page, hit like, become my friend, follow us over on Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page. So today at 11:30, 11:35, we'll be going live, but you have to go over to my page, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry Facebook page over there. I'll share it on my page. You'll be blessed by it as well. But go over there, hit like, be my friend. Share it with others so that they can like our page and be blessed by it. Many of you said you haven't received notification. Well, go over to my page and hit follow me. Follow me over there and follow me over on the page so we can connect and you'll get notification of when we come on live on our Facebook page, even Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page. All right? Those of you still sowing those seeds today, sow your best. Come on now. We in the first of the month. So many of you, you can sow that seed today. I'm challenging you. It's called the seed of prediction. Some of you should have to step out. Some of you don't even have to step out. You just do it. Amen. You should just do it. Some of you, there's other of you right now. There's later who will come back. Do it now. This is your time. I'm Prophet Matthews. These words, what you're sharing with us, what you're blessing us with, are right now words for our life, for our family, for the future. You are blessing God's people, and we're watching the manifestation of what God is doing this very moment through you, the seed of prediction. So go ahead and do that right now, saints of God. Some of you who haven't had a chance to do it at all, but this is your opportunity to tap in on this, the vault of no fault. Amen. God is revealing to us what's going on at this very moment. Meetings that are being made. Things are happening. You're watching it all around us. Nothing. And I'm telling you, it's almost like in the next 2 months, some of the names I've been sharing with you, it's like they'll literally be gone. There's people leaving here. I'm talking about very fast and quickly. So pray for our leadership. Pray for me. Keep me lifted up in prayers too. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is revealing himself to us, in us, and through us for right now. Amen. You're in that heirs to time and what's been released right now in Jesus' name. All right. Bless those saints of God. We appreciate you. Go ahead and sow that seed of prediction. Those of you who said, Prophet, I'm sowing, I'm coming back to sow, please do that. Those of you right now, I want you to step out. I need about eight more people, eight more of you right now while you're on your phone. Eight more of you, please step out now and be that partner, be that sow that seed today. We're dependent on your partnership. We're dependent on you right now. If you're interested in coming to your city, town, and nation, reach out to our office. We'd love to come. Do a prophetic explosion, a prophetic conference, a workshop. We'd love to come in and do a revival. I don't like using the word revival that much because something must be dead to revive it. But we'd love to come and minister the word of God to you. Follow us on Facebook here. Follow us on our conference line Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, first and third Friday, first and third Saturday. Follow us there Wednesday, noonday. That number is up there. The administrator is putting it up there. Join us in a city near you. We're heading to Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia, we're on our way to your city. We will be there for a powerful time. It's going to be on a Facebook page. Look up the pages. San Antonio, Texas, we'll be there. We'll be hitting there. We had one of our other engagements been canceled. But nonetheless, we're on our way to your region and your city to bless God's people. All right, saints of God, bless you on today. Continue to stay in that place in the God And the Lord, thank to God, join us. If you know anybody in the Chicagoland area, invite them to come to our ministry, 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Wherever you are, invite people to come. Invite them. There are powerful things that are happening. There are things that are being revealed. God's presence and power is being revealed right now. There's a major, I told you, the governmental vaults are being opened. It's being opened right now. And I'm telling you, they're being released. And those other ones being leaked. You will know, and you will be part of what God is doing. And you don't want to miss it, saints of God. Believe me when I tell you, you don't want to miss what God is doing. August 5th through the 25th, keep your eyes braced. Keep your eyes open. Don't keep your eyes looking at the White House. Keep your eyes there. The transition at the Vatican, the transition in the royal family, the transition, the shifting over in Israel, all of these things are going to come simultaneous. It's going to be like this, boom, boom, boom. It's going to be simultaneous, one after another, da, da, da. And especially when it hits the White House, it's all going to trickle down, and you're going to know it's all about what's going on in the land. All right, people of God, like I said, once again, join us in our sanctuary. You will be blessed immensely, looking to see you there in our sanctuary. God bless you on today. Don't forget to sow that seed today. We appreciate it. It's called the seed of prediction today. You're sowing it. God bless you. It's my prayer for you on today. Stay connected with what God is doing, and we want you to know that his hand is on your life as we speak prophetically over the things that are going on around the world and in the lives of God's people. So share this with as many people that you can. Let them know. Keep your eyes open. Don't be distracted by all of what's going on, because distracting people mess with the contracting anointing on your life. You all are pivotal to the kingdom of God. All right. Bless you on today. Have a phenomenal day. Thank you for the seed. Thank you, sir. Thank you, man of God. We appreciate you, Brother Lamar. Thank you so much. Thank you, partners. Thank you, those who are sharing today. We love you. I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to connecting with you very soon. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. Those on blog side, Administrator Brian, you can take it away over there. God bless you all.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter
with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code
708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.